The French have a saying that I've always loved and is worth revisiting, especially in these current times. Vive la différence. Translated, it roughly means celebrate our differences. Hi, I'm Bobby Vandell. I want to tell you about an event coming up Sunday, April 6th at the Schonecker Center on the campus of St. Thomas University. It's called Meet You at the Crossroads, and it celebrates a collaboration of two different cultures and their music, Somali blues and American gospel. I had a chance to speak with the people involved in this unique and groundbreaking event. Twin Cities legend J.D. Steele, originator Beck Lee, and Somali storyteller and artist Ahmed Yusuf. J.D., how did this unique idea come about?
Well, you know, it's actually gospel-styled music with Somali blues, and it was the idea of David Harris and Beck Lee. So they came to me with this idea, and I got really excited about it very quickly.
Very understandable to me why you would get excited about this. J.D., what made this so unique for you?
Well, first of all, Somali, the language, is the most difficult language I've ever encountered. And the music is so exciting because I have a history of listening to the music in my many visits to East Africa, in Kenya, in East Lee. And it's just a unique style of music that Ahmed brings to the table. And for me, it's blending the gospel-style music that I'm so familiar with that music. It's very unique.
My new friend Ahmed Yusuf is here as well. Ahmed, it's just so great to have you here. And frankly, it's been great to have all of the Somali people here in Minnesota. I've had some great encounters with many of you. So welcome and thanks for sharing your culture with us and making us richer because of it and sharing your music with us as well.
Well, thank you very much. Actually, we are appreciative that exactly that we are under the shadow of a trees that the African Americans actually shed blood and sweat.
Yeah.
So we are also appreciative that we are under the roof of where Hubert Humphrey and Mondale just paved the way for us.
Yeah.
Whether we are refugee or whether we are black people from the continent. So, yeah, we appreciate you.
Ahmed, it's interesting that you mentioned two luminaries from Minnesota, Hubert Humphrey and Walter Mondale. What is important to you about those two?
Well, yes. And also it is not surprising and not many people know that, but until even Hubert Humphrey came to the scene, even Minneapolis itself, forget about African Americans, mm-hmm. was known the capital city of anti-Semitics.
Mm-hmm.
And then what people mostly don't appreciate is just that even Hubert Humphrey and Walter mm-hmm. Mondale mm-hmm. were the ones that who actually implemented the policy that allows the refugees to come to the United States. Okay. Prior to them, when one was the vice president and one was the senator from the state, one advocated at the White House and the other one from the basis of Minnesota. And that's how the refugees were allocated for CODA.
That's really interesting, Ahmed. Thanks for sharing that. J.D., is there anything about blending Somali blues and American gospel music that you'd like to expound on?
You know, it's interestingly the commonalities that actually occur between East African music and African American music because we come from the same cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the more exciting things for me is the fact that my McPhail Community Youth Choir will be involved. So these are kids, teenagers, that are on their way to becoming great global citizens. And for them to be aware of the culture and the music of the Somali community and the East African community is really exciting for me because when I was their age, it never occurred to me that I would spend most of my adult life of traveling around the world.
Yeah.
And spending so much time in East Africa as I have. And exposing them to the music and the culture is super exciting to me.
My good friend Beck Lee is here also. Beck is the guy that came up with this idea. Beck, what inspired you to want to produce an event like this?
We all are, as Americans, we have the potential to be what I call culturally lapsed.
Yeah.
Where we forget where we're from, you know, our own cultural heritages. And then it's always been the case, you know, with immigrants to assimilate as quickly as possible and kind of forget their roots and stuff. But we're working, you know, we want to make sure that everybody remembers where they're from and the wealth of beautiful music, stories, and traditions that preceded us, all of us, no matter where we're from.
As my friend J.D. Steele discovered, traveling to Eastern Africa and opening up dialogue between the two cultures are two different things. But Yusuf says it's quite easy.
Well, you've been there and you want to know about us, then let me tell you some more. There you go.
That's why I think Meet You at the Crossroads is such an important statement for us meeting each other and you and I sharing in this project. I oftentimes will ask my choral members, who knows about the blues and the Somali blues and the gospel style connection reminds me of the fact that when the Africans first got on the slave ships, the music was very happy. They were singing songs like Yote Yaweze Kana, Kwa Imani, Yote Yaweze Kana, Kwa Imani. But when they got off the ship and they were packed in the ships like sardines, those who survived the trek across the Atlantic, the sound changed. And when they got off the ship, they were singing like this. You could feel the pain and what they were singing after surviving that slave-driven ship.
That's sweet and at the same time painful.
It is. It is.
So I cannot top that, by the way. So let me try to imitate
it
you.
It combines us both.
It's not a competition.
Oh, no. It's not?
No.
Okay, Julie. Okay. Adanan kuzlain lankaga illa Adanan kuzlain Nankaga illa Irzela.
Meet You at the Crossroads is Sunday, April 6th, 7 p.m. on the campus of St. Thomas University. Go to culturalfluencyinitiative.org for more information and to register to attend this free event. I'm Bobby Vandell for Jazz 88.